Welcome back, word enthusiasts, to Grammar Lab, where we dissect sentences and reveal the secret life of grammar. If you've ever scratched your head wondering about the weird and wonderful ways of English usage, you're in the right place. Wondering about the subjunctive mood and why it sometimes sounds so strange? Keep listening as we unlock its mysteries today. Let's dive into the fascinating world of the subjunctive mood. In English, the subjunctive is used to express wishes, hypotheses, desires, or conditions that are contrary to fact.
That's right, Abby. It's a mood, not a tense. And it's all about what could be, not what is. Let me give you a quick example. If I say, if I were king, I'm clearly not the king, but I'm imagining a situation where I would be.
Great example. And you used were instead of was, which is a classic sign of the subjunctive mood. This usage has a long history, with roots stretching back to Old English and showing a close kinship to subjunctive forms in other languages, like Latin and German.
It's worth noting that while the subjunctive was once common in English, it has been gradually declining, especially in informal speech. But let's help our listeners spot and use the subjunctive with some examples, shall we?
Let's do it. Here's one. It's crucial that he be told the news immediately. Typically, we'd expect to hear, he is told, but be indicates the importance or necessity, a classic subjunctive cue.
And you can often spot the subjunctive in fixed expressions like, long live the queen, or heaven forbid.
Now, how about we play a quick game? I'll say a sentence with the word blank, and you, Jack, fill it in with the correct subjunctive form.
I'm game, bring it on.
Here goes. I propose that she blank promoted to manager.
That would be be. I propose that she be promoted to manager. What's next?
I wish I blank taller.
Easy, that's were. I wish I were taller.
Well done. Lastly, if he blank here, he would help us.
The correct form is were again. If he were here, he would help us.
Brilliant. Listeners, take note of how the subjunctive creates a hypothetical or imaginary situation. As we wrap up today's session in the Grammar Lab, we hope you've gained a clearer understanding of the subjunctive mood.
Remember, it might sound a bit formal or old-fashioned at times, but it's a powerful tool in your language arsenal. Use it to express your most heartfelt wishes and hypothetical musings.
If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us.
To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, keep your grammar in check.
Goodbye, everyone. We hope you keep wishing, wondering, and using the subjunctive mood correctly.